Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, Earthlings. Todd Starnes here. Great to be with you, ladies and gentlemen, as we boldly go where no man has gone before. Wow, this is, can we just say this is going to be a weird day. It's just going to be a weird day. Now, we've got the primaries underway across America, across the Fruited Plain. We have the big ones we're paying very close attention to in North Carolina as well as Pennsylvania. And we're going to be checking in with our friends in those states throughout the program. President Biden visiting Buffalo, New York, and we'll be getting into that in just a little while. And then what I just find to be bizarre is this story that's unfolding right now at Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., where they are having hearings on UFOs. Now, the Pentagon is showing, and we've got this information up on our website, but they're showing declassified photos and videos of some sort of an unexplainable floating object. Do you believe in UFOs? Do you believe that there is life out there beyond Mars? Because clearly they've seen something. And they know that there's something there, but they just don't know what it is. Or if they do, they're not telling us. This is from Fox News. One of the videos, it shows a small object zipping past a military pilot. In another video, taken at a different time, there were glowing triangles in the night sky. And nobody can figure out what this is. Now, I have a couple of thoughts about this. First of all, if in fact we are about to, I don't know, suffer some sort of an alien invasion, I feel pretty confident that the Todd Starnes radio program listening audience can immediately morph into a global militia. We are probably the most well-armed talk radio host in all of America. So I have no doubt that we will be able to take on the aliens, E.T., but I don't know about the rest of the country. I mean, it's possible if the alien invaders are going for New York City or Berkeley, yeah, those guys are toast. But I think at least those of us in the southern states and the midwestern states, we're going to be able to hold our own against the alien lizard people, because the aliens are always very unattractive. I don't know why that is, but they're very unattractive people. Aside from the Star Trek people who were introduced as aliens, and in fact, they're actually humans, so they're really not aliens. So what do you call if the aliens, in fact, do arrive in America, do we call them illegals? Do they have to, do they cross the border? I don't know. Anyway, this is all the rage right now. This is all everybody's talking about, are these UFOs. I do wonder, we've been talking for a long time now about these this freak show among the alphabet people. You know what I'm talking about? The people who identify as cake sexuals, the folks that are out there wanting to, have relations with Betty Crocker, these gender nonconforming two-spirit wackadoodles. Now, here's a theory, and I want you guys to sort of go with me on this and go along with my theory here. It may not necessarily be a bad thing that these people are posting their videos and libs of TikTok is exposing these freaks of nature. And all right, you know what? I'm going to give you an example, all right? Because I think this could actually be useful in the event of an alien invasion. So you are about to hear audio of a woman who identifies as a cat. I'm talking about a feline. Meow. Let's listen.
I have never and I will never use the word trans species because trans species people don't exist. That ain't a thing. Therians are not trans species. We are not transitioning to another species. It is a spiritual identity where we believe that at heart or in a past life, we were an animal. We do not transition. We don't believe that we're actually that animal. We believe that spiritually we are, and we do experience dysphoria and euphoria. That's why it's comparable. As a transtherian, it is to an extent comparable. We just do not transition, but our identities are still valid and should be respected. Also, a ton of people, myself included, have genders that align with animals because we're non-binary. Like, I'm Cadix, for an example. I have a gender that strongly relates to cats. We exist.
All right. All right, there you go. This young lady, she is a trans species, and she says that she identifies as a cat. She prefers to be called a Catix. Now, at face value, you will probably mock this young woman. What do you serve this young woman if she comes to your home? I don't know. Meow mix, possibly? Tuna? Chicken of the sea? I do not know. You might have some issues when it comes to going to the bathroom with this young woman. Might want to have a super-sized litter box. Maybe one of those outdoor swimming pools, and you can just fill it with gravel or whatnot. But beyond that, just think about this. Imagine that you are the invading horde of aliens coming to Earth, and you're flying, and you've just zipped past Neptune, and you're coming up on Jupiter, and all of a sudden you start getting the audio and the video transmissions from planet Earth. And the first thing they see is this trans species chick who identifies as a cat. Now, if you're an alien, if you are a God-fearing, right-thinking alien, and you're watching these videos of all of these purple-haired freaks with the tire hubs in their earlobes, and they've got grills on their face, tattoos all over the place, I'm thinking as an alien, what the hell kind of a planet is that? And I would turn the spaceship around and get out of there. So quite frankly, this could be the first line of planetary defense. Catwoman could be the first line of planetary defense in the event of an alien invasion. You got to go with me on this, folks. There are aliens out there now. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. No, it's just a weird news cycle, and that's all I'm saying. You ask yourself, what could possibly go wrong in Joe Biden's America? What else could possibly go wrong? If you had alien invasion on your list, you could be a winner. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Well, I don't have to tell you folks, America is facing huge challenges. Soaring inflation, alarming crime rates, the worsening crisis at our southern border, and radical ideas being forced on our children. Folks, it's time to join forces with an organization that loves America, AMAC. The Association of Mature American Citizens is America's conservative 50-plus organization. My friends at AMAC are action-oriented and fight every day to represent your interest on Capitol Hill with the AMAC advocacy team. So join today. Go to amac.us/starns. Start receiving amazing benefits like discounts on travel, cell phones, and restaurants, all while fighting to preserve America and the causes that conservatives care about. For just $16 a year, you can join forces with AMAC and 2.3 million Americans who share your values. I'm a proud member of AMAC, and you can be one too. Go to amac.us/starns and join or renew today. My good buddy Tim Van Horn says Washington is investigating, but they know they're safe. There's no intelligent life forms inside the Beltway. Well played, Mr. Van Horn. Well played. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. We are honored to have you with us today. There's a lot of controversy surrounding Dinesh D'Souza's new documentary, 2,000 Mules. Have you had a chance to see the film yet? It is absolutely mind-blowing. And based on all the evidence I've seen, based on everything I've seen in that film, Dinesh was clearly able to prove there was mass fraud in the 2020 presidential election. It is beyond a shadow of doubt in my mind based on watching that documentary, 2,000 Mules. But a lot of conservatives are now coming out and they're personally attacking Dinesh D'Souza. As a matter of fact, Tucker Carlson's crew, and we talked about this a couple of days ago on the program, Tucker Carlson's executive producer actually cursed at D'Souza and threatened him and said, "You're never going to be on Tucker Carlson's show ever again." Sean Hannity will not do anything with 2,000 Mules. So a lot of the conservative networks are refusing, are boycotting, are banning, are censoring Dinesh D'Souza's Project 2000 Mules. Meanwhile, it is a blockbuster hit. We're talking about millions and millions of you have seen the film. And I'm curious, if you have seen the film, do you believe what Dinesh D'Souza is selling us and telling us, that there was massive fraud, and he has the evidence? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. 844-747-8868. Ben Shapiro now coming out. And Ben Shapiro is attacking Dinesh D'Souza and says that the conclusions that D'Souza reached are not justified. So Ben Shapiro, who, by the way, has always sort of been this middle-of-the-road conservative. So he is – I don't think he's really bought into what the D'Souzas of the movement have been saying. Shapiro also had critiques for some of the fact-checkers. Quote, "The process is corrupt. People are violating the law and how they're moving these ballots. But that does not mean the ballots are being cast by dead people or they are being punched by someone in the back room somewhere." Well, how does he know that? I mean, D'Souza clearly shows the evidence. So how does Shapiro know otherwise? Shapiro said that he requires more data. So D'Souza is firing back, and he says, "Hey, look, the evidence stands up on its own." And it seems to me what Ben Shapiro is saying, yeah, you've got, 90 minutes of a documentary that is packed with all these allegations and all of this evidence, but I need more. D'Souza goes on to say, "It seems to me what Ben Shapiro is kind of asking for is unreasonable. It's kind of like saying you got a serial killer. He went to 5 different homes and committed murder. He left his digital DNA at all of them. We have DNA. We know he was there." And Ben's like, "Wait a minute. I don't see video of him in all 5 homes." It's a fair assessment he's making. But there you go. It's getting ugly in MAGA world. And we have seen, and not just the D'Souza and Fox News dust up, but there have been a lot of others. And yesterday I brought this idea to the program that there are now really three different movements within the Republican Party. You have the establishment Republicans, you have the Never Trumpers. Well, let me back that up. The establishment and Never Trumpers are one and the same. So you have the establishment Never Trump Republicans, you have the MAGA conservatives, and then you have the ultra MAGAs. And there is a battle right now being waged within the party over who's going to rule supreme. And that's really being played out now in Pennsylvania, where you've got Dr. Oz, who would I would say is the ultra MAGA guy, going up against Kathy Barnett. And Kathy Barnett, in this case, would be the conservative, and I believe the conservative establishment person would be David McCormick, who, by the way, was actually a pro-Trump person. But you have inner turmoil right now, and people are trying to marginalize Trump supporters. People are trying to elevate themselves, and I'm a little concerned here that this is going to have a serious impact in the midterm elections if we don't get our act together. But there are people within the Trump movement who are not social conservatives. Donald Trump is not a social conservative. He's pro-life, but that's it. Everything else he's a social liberal on. All of those big issues. And I think we're starting to see that play out now with some of these endorsements. Dr. Oz, for example. So whoever's feeding Trump this information and these endorsements, that person is a social liberal. And that's why they don't have any problem endorsing someone like Dr. Oz, who's pro-abortion, who is pro-gay marriage, who is pro-transgender surgery, and the list goes on and on, pro-gun control. And Sean Hannity, now, I'm curious to get your thoughts on Sean here, because Sean has inserted himself. He's really made himself a part of this story of the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania. He's a big friend of Dr. Oz. And Sean has used his television program, his national program, to wage a fierce campaign in support of Dr. Oz and against Kathy Barnett, to the point that yesterday Hannity exposed this video, and the video allegedly shows Kathy Barnett walking in a march in Washington with members of the Proud Boys. And as if that's some sort of evidence. So what is Hannity saying now? Is Hannity saying that anybody who was in Washington on January the 6th should be condemned? Is Hannity now acknowledging that all of those who marched in the streets were connected to the Proud Boys and white supremacy? Is that what Hannity is trying to say? Why would he do that? He actually showed the video, circled her face as she's walking. Based on the video I saw, there's no evidence that Kathy Barnett knew these people were Proud Boys, or if she was even walking with them or just happened to be walking alongside them. But that doesn't matter, because Hannity is just raising the suspicions. There are things about her that we don't know. Okay, well, what are those things? There are things. Okay, what are the things? There are things we should be concerned about. Okay, what are those things? There are things that might cause her to lose to a Democrat. Okay, what are those things? Nobody wants to tell us what those things are. Not even Donald Trump. So my question now is why? Why are they so hell-bent on getting someone who, from, and again, she may be pulling the greatest hoax of all political history. Kathy Barnett could very well be one of the most far-left Democrats on the planet, and she's just pulling a fast one. It could be, but I just don't see that. I don't see that in at least the past decade of her life. But I can tell you this, even if she is a liberal, she is still more conservative than Dr. Oz, but I don't think she's a liberal. I've asked her questions. We had her on the show yesterday, and it's very clear to me that somebody is out to get her. And it's sad to say, but I think it's Fox News Channel. And if Sean Hannity really has something on Kathy Barnett, and it really is that damning, then he needs to say what it is. But when you go back yesterday, Hannity had a video segment, and it was interesting because he was taking great offense at how many times she said something that was in opposition to the LGBT movement. So my question now is Hannity's show the pro-gay primetime show at Fox News? I mean, Caitlyn Jenner would probably say so. But Hannity has a big problem with all these attacks she's made when, in fact, Hannity has said just as bad about the LGBT crowd in the past. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Our website, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, America. Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, got to say a huge, huge well done to our great listeners in Wichita, Kansas, KQAM, a great radio affiliate there. You guys, you did good. So a couple of days ago, we told you about this crazy story. There was a town in Kansas right around, it's near Wichita, Haven, Kansas. And the city council ordered the police department to remove In God We Trust from the back of their patrol cars. And they said there was no place for religion on patrol cars, and the council said, and you gotta get rid of that Bible verse on your Facebook page. So anyway, the good people of KQAM, the listeners, lit up the telephones. Local citizens got outraged, showed up at the city council meeting. Long story short, In God We Trust, back on the squad cars there in Haven, Kansas. Again, ladies and gentlemen, showing the power of radio and the power of this great radio audience. You guys, when you see something happening like that, you get involved. And I say good for you. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Folks, I don't have to tell you, America is facing some pretty big challenges, soaring inflation, alarming crime rates, and by the way, gas at an all-time high. And that's why it is time for you to consider joining AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. I joined. It's America's conservative 50-plus organization. My friends over at AMAC are action-oriented, and man, they're fighting for us every single day, and we need somebody like that up on Capitol Hill. Here's what I want you to do. Go to amac.us/Stearns, and you're going to get all sorts of great information. If you sign up today at amac.us/Stearns, you're going to start receiving incredible benefits, discounts on travel, cell phones, restaurants, all while fighting to preserve America and the causes that we care about. amac.us/Stearns. So I went out to go fill up the Cadillac the other day. And I'm just going to be blunt with you, folks. I got to sell my Cadillac. It's a gas guzzler, and it's costing almost $100 to fill the thing up. New report out. The price of gasoline now at a record high, $4.52 a gallon. I'm paying $4.49 in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm curious to know what you're paying in your area. A month ago, the average high or the record high was $4.08. That was a month ago. Then it was $3.05 a year ago. You know what the price, the high mark for gas, regular unleaded, per gallon, the day Biden took office, $2.39 a gallon. And I want you to understand this. It's all intentional, everybody. Just pay, listen to me. This is all intentional. The Biden administration, they have already embraced AOC's Green New Deal. They want to make you as miserable as possible, so you will switch over to one of those battery-powered cars you got to plug into your garage. That's the plan here. That's the play. That's the goal. Now, the question is, what are you going to do about it? This is why the midterms are so vitally important, and this is what you said. Tom, why do you always pick on the Republicans? Because they've got to get it right. And the Republicans have a really bad track record of screwing up things. So, yeah, I'm a little hard on the Republicans. I also happen to be a Republican. By the way, just heard from one of our listeners, got a text. Todd, I'm paying $4.70 a gallon. That's from our good friends out in Nevada. $4.70 a gallon. It's insane. But this is the point. They want to bankrupt you. And if it's going to be $7 or $8 a gallon, so be it. It may be $10 a gallon before it's all said and done. They don't care. They do not care. This administration is a radical administration. And they want to punish you. They want to force you. They want to break your will. And that's why they're raising these gas prices. It's insane. And it's only going to get worse. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Let's go to Salem, Oregon. Mike listening to us on KYKN Radio. Mike, what's going on?
Oh, am I on the air?
Mike, you're on the air.
Oh, great. So the 2000 Mule movie with Danessa Suju and the right-wing conservatives, some of them beating up on them. I heard this for 8 years from right-wing radio conservative talk show host. It was constant. Gee, does Obama know what he's doing? I don't think he knows what he's doing. I don't know. Does he know what he's? Of course he knows what he's doing. He's a smart man. He's got a whole team of people. They sit around a round table planning and executing things. And then I have to hear it all over again with Biden. Does Biden know what he's doing? We think he has Alzheimer's. It's the beginning stages. On and on and on. Of course he knows what he's doing. He sits around a round table with very intelligent people, with lawyers and politicians, and they have a war plan. And these idiot Republican conservative talk show hosts, instead of calling it what it is, which is, you can call it socialism, Marxism, communism, you can call it what you want, they know exactly what they're doing. They're destroying the economy to get more people on the dole.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Mike, but I don't believe Joe Biden does understand what he's doing, and I think he's a puppet. And I think the person running the show is still Barack Hussein Obama. I think he is still calling the shots at the White House.
Well, you hit that right on the nail here. And I'm tired. My point is I'm tired of these conservative radio talk show hosts watering down reality.
Mike, we are living in a very dangerous time. Look, you've got President Trump pulled us back from the brink. Barack Obama promised to fundamentally transform America. And a lot of folks did not really understand what he meant by that. They thought, oh, that's inspirational campaign jargon. No, no, no. That was a threat that turned into a promise. He wanted to turn us into a socialist nation. And that's why he went after the healthcare system. I mean, the healthcare system in this country is on the verge of destruction. I mean, it's just appalling. Go to a local hospital and take a look around. It's unbelievable, Mike. So, no, I'm with you. I don't believe they're stupid. I think Barack Obama knows exactly what he wants to happen in this country, and it's happening.
Yes, and Barack Obama, you're correct, he stated that fact. Biden stated the fact that they had the best scandal for voting going on, and everybody excused him. They said, oh, he just mixed up his words. Are you out of your flipping mind?
It's true.
He didn't mix up his words.
Nope. I remember that. We played that audio over and over and over again, and they would tell you, Mike, fact checkers, Biden didn't say that. Yes, he said it. Here he is saying it. Biden didn't say that. It's Mike, we're dealing with some very evil people, not just in Washington, but in the mainstream media.
Well, I'll tell you what, the greatest threat that we have in this country is the information and the propaganda that's controlled by the news and the internet and the Facebook and the Googles. And we've got to get some laws that hold these people accountable for lying to the American people and purposely misleading them and being able to have some leverage in that area, because they are crushing us in that area, and they will continue to win, and they will continue to steal elections. I haven't heard these guys, these radio talk show conservatives, they talk about something for about a week or two, maybe three or four if you're real lucky on the elections that were stolen, and they were stolen. You had all the information right there, all the people coming in that were watching the election. And the radio talk show host should have been hammering down on that, and they should still be hammering down, but you don't hear a peep. It's like they're just little news talkers that want to make their money, and they take the flavor of the day and they talk about it for about maybe a week.
Well, Mike, what do you want is, I mean, I'm, you know, this is not NPR. I mean, people don't want to listen to a 3-hour lecture. We bring topics of interest and we talk about those. I know one talk show host, all he talks about is the China virus 24/7. You can almost quote exactly what that guy is going to say. So, yeah, look, I mean, we talk about this a lot on the program. And if you're a regular listener, you know that. But at the same time, people have got to be able to we're kind of like a USO show for the political world. You got to have some entertainment, and we try to do that because it can drive you nuts. I mean, if you just jump into this every single day, it can drive you nuts.
Oh, yeah, I can understand what you guys go through, but I'm just saying, I'm just disappointed that all these conservative radio talk show hosts, remember when Rush Limbaugh was alive, he says, don't ever believe a word they say, and you're at war with them. And people seem to have dropped the ball in that area. And I'm just disappointed that all the radio talk show conservatives can't get together, have a meeting, and stay on point, for God's sakes, like the Democrats.
Well, that's not going to happen. And I will tell, Mike, I got to let you go, but let me explain why that will not happen. Now, I am not going to name names because I don't want to get into a big free-for-all on this. But I will tell you this. There are some talk radio hosts that are, quite frankly, a little too big for their britches. And they get out there and they say something controversial, they get in trouble, and then they expect everybody else in the talk radio world to come to their defense. Or they're, and I have done that on occasion, but there came a point where I realized something. We were going out there. These people were coming to us because they know we have over 250,000 people that subscribe to our newsletter. We have a massive website platform. We've got a large platform. And these talk hosts would say, hey, can you help us out here? Hey, we got banned from Twitter. Hey, we got banned from Facebook. Can you help us out? Happy to do it. But then I realized something. Over time, we came under attack. We got banned from LinkedIn. We've been banned for life from LinkedIn and a couple of other places. And not a single person in the talk radio world said, hey, we're going to stand alongside you. We're going to help you out. Because ultimately, it's a business, and it's a cutthroat business, and they don't want to help out competitors. We're not like that on this program. And if somebody asks for help, we're going to give them a helping hand. But I'm telling you, very rarely does that work the other way. And it's a sad thing. It really is, but that's the way things are. And people have told me, Starnes, you shouldn't help folks out. Well, that's not who we are. We're going to help people out, even if they turn around and they stick it to us in the backside. All right, so Mike, thank you for the call. 844-747-8868. Apologize for the raspy voice. It's the allergy season here, and you know it is what it is. But we're going to continue to bring you a great, great program every single day. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's get to the phone, Central Arkansas. Steve, listening to us on the great KWAM app. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I was listening to your breakdown of the three parts of the Republican Party and kind of the battles that are going on. And I want to tweak that just a little bit with my analogy of how they break down. I think you have the Republican elite and Fox News are actually on the same track. Then you've got Trump and his group of close supporters and his kind of core group, and then you've got the rest of the Republican base that those two, the first two I mentioned, are fighting over who is going to control that Republican base that's growing. I think what everybody in the controlling elite is afraid of, and this even includes the Democratic Party, You got half this country out there that is finally starting to think for themselves on how they vote and what they demand of their political leaders. And that scares the hell out of everybody in Washington on both sides.
And it ought to, Steve. But I think Fox is lost. And they've got to get – this is Paul Ryan. You've got a lot of establishment Republicans that are controlling what's coming out of your TV screen over at Fox News. I mean, I talk to people that, who are still there, and it's a difficult sad thing. But by and large, most of the employees at Fox are liberal, and that's the reality. So what concerns me though is Hannity using his platform to try and take out clearly a conservative candidate and defending someone who is clearly not, Dr. Oz, Caitlyn Jenner, for example.
I think the whole thing behind that is they're trying to prove to Fox, Hannity is Fox's representative to the Republican elite controlling group. And Hannity and Fox is trying to prove to them they're just using Donald Trump, in my opinion. Hannity's friendship with Trump is being used to kind of point and guide Trump. And they're trying to prove to everybody that whoever Donald Trump says and whoever Fox News says ought to get elected, that's who ought to get elected. I don't think it's nothing personal against the, I can't call her name right now, the woman in Kathy.
Kathy Barnett. I don't think
personally after her. I think they're just wanting to prove to everybody we can take
this is about power.
Choice. Right. We can take a pro-choice, pro-transgender, pro-anti-Second Amendment Turkish citizen and get him elected to the Senate if we say that's who gets elected.
And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And I'm
right.
I'm going to be fascinated to see the final numbers here. But look, I mean, at the end of the day, it could be that maybe, you know, Steve, you and I feel one way. I mean, there may be other people out there who say, you know what? The Republican Party needs to embrace the transgenderism movement. And believe it or not, that is a very large population out there within the Republican world who believe that we need to jettison the culture war issues from the GOP. Steve, gotta run. God bless you. And that is a valid point here, folks, and one that we all need to figure out. Would you support the Republican Party if they decide, you know what, we're getting rid of all the culture stuff? We're going to get rid of, you know, again, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, that becomes a non-issue in the Republican Party. It will be for many. That goes back to the states. So at that point, what happens if the Republican Party says, you know what, we're going to be Big Ten. We're going to embrace the LGBT movement. We are going to call for some curbs on gun ownership in America. Would you still support the Republican Party? There are people out there, and we are watching this play out right now in Pennsylvania. There is a mindset in the establishment Republicans that you, the conservative radio world, you will vote for anyone so long as there is an R after their name. It doesn't matter if it's someone like Dr. Oz. At the end of the day, you will vote for whoever the Republicans put out there. Do you agree with that? Because that is their mindset. That's how they're operating in Pennsylvania right now. 844-747-8868. That's our number. We're going to go to the phones after this break. 844-747-8868. And meanwhile, head over to ToddStearns.com. Man, we have some great stories. Caleb Parker, managing editor, busted out some great work today. Also, sign up for our free newsletter. Download the app. Great resources, free of charge for you over at ToddStearns.com. All right, stick around, everybody. Hour two coming up next. The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. An unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court indicates Roe v. Wade is on the brink of being overturned. During this critical time, a new movie is about to be released. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life will be in theaters nationwide for two nights only, May 16th and May 17th. If you care about protecting the unborn, this is a movie you will not want to miss. Go to FathomEvents.com now to reserve your tickets for a theater near you for May 16 or 17th and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life. That's FathomEvents.com. There's a battle taking place in America. Whether you are pro-choice or pro-life, you need to watch this film.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. The best talk radio show, noon to 3 Eastern across the Fruited Plain. Folks, we have got a lot happening this hour. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko is going to drop by. We have some big news, breaking news from the border. We'll be speaking with her. Also, a lot of you have reached out to me last night about the World Health Organization and the question I've been getting. Todd, did President Biden cede control of the United States to the World Health Organization? The answer is sort of yes, and we're going to get into that with our friend Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel. They've been all over this story, and we'll be checking in with Matt. Also, Kelly Ward is going to be here, and we'll be speaking with her from Arizona a little bit later as well. We were talking before the break about this, and is it fair to call it a civil war? I think so. But there is clearly unrest within the conservative movement right now, and it seems to be emanating from Fox News Channel, where Fox News is trying to redefine what it means to be a conservative. Now, I want you to hear me on this. Over the years, Fox News has been hiring a lot of journalists who are woke, a lot of journalists from certain activist groups, specifically the National Association of LGBT Journalists. So there has been a culture shift behind the scenes at Fox News, and every now and again you get to see that manifested on the TV screen in front of you. Now, this is not good or bad, it's just the reality. You may think it's good, you may think it's bad, but that is the reality. So yes, when people, and I remember when I worked at Fox the last couple of years I was there, and people would come up to me after a speech and they would say, Todd, what's going on at Fox? And I was always curious to know when people would ask that question, how often they would watch the channel. And many of these people, like, and I suspect many people in this audience, you watch the channel 24/7. And so if you're really that involved, you see the change. But for a lot of folks, maybe not so much. But you know that there's something different. And I think that's playing out on Hannity's show with Trump's endorsement of Dr. Oz and Hannity literally turning his television program into a one-hour campaign event for Dr. Oz. So a very simple question. Do you believe that Dr. Oz is a conservative? Yes or no? I mean, it really is that simple. What makes Dr. Oz a conservative? Nobody's been able to answer that question from the Oz campaign. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the phones here. New Albany, Mississippi. Great town. Rick on the line listening to us on our KWAM app. Hey, Rick, what's happening?
Hey, Todd. How's it going?
Doing well, thank you.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Is that right? Well, we're glad. Well, welcome, Rick.
All right. Thank you. I just wanted to refresh you to see if you remembered how Sean Hannity did Ted Cruz during his campaign against Trump.
Now, I want you to take us back, Rick, and remind everybody what happened.
Well, there at the end, when Trump Cruz was getting too close to Trump, Hannity spent his whole show bashing Ted Cruz for the longest. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do remember that. I also remember Sean, and you know, he's been very upset with Kathy Barnett over tweets she wrote about the LGBT movement. And it's interesting because when you go back and look at Sean's earlier years, he was saying some pretty offensive stuff on the radio back in the day, got fired, as a matter of fact, from one radio gig because he offended the gay community. So it's really, Rick, when I saw Hannity going after Barnett for the gay stuff and then for the allegation she was walking with the Proud Boys as if she is a white supremacist, that's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost all credibility with Hannity. I mean, he is an establishment Fox puppet. He has Lindsey Graham on there all the time. And I just got no use for Hannity anymore. I don't believe nothing he says.
I thought for the longest time, I thought Lindsey Graham was actually on the payroll at Fox. I mean, he was on the channel that much.
Yeah. And one other thing I would like to refresh you on, and this Hannity had nothing to do with this, but Trump kind of did, or the people advising Trump. But we had a real tight Senate race here in Mississippi and had a chance to get a real conservative man by the name of Chris McDaniel. And he was running against Cindy Hyde-Smith, who was nothing but an establishment rhino. And Trump threw his support against Cindy Hyde-Smith and got her in there. And we could have had a real conservative with this Daniel.
No, Rick, I followed that. Rick, I followed that election when it happened. And you're right, Chris McDaniel was the actual true conservative in that race and did not get the much coveted Trump endorsement. And my issue is this, and Rick, God bless you. Thank you for calling in, and I want you to give us a call back one of these days. I like how you think. Here's my concern about Dr. Oz. Let's just say that Dr. Oz gets elected, and he's the next senator from Pennsylvania. And what happens if you have a divided Senate? And the issue of abortion comes back up, and they want to, and the Senate gets to make the decision. Will we legalize, will we codify abortion or not? What happens if Dr. Oz is the deciding vote? Do you have confidence that Dr. Oz will be pro-life, or will he be, as he always has been, pro-abortion in that moment? That's my problem with Dr. Oz. I don't trust the guy. And I refuse to vote or support for any Republican candidate or Democrat who is pro-abortion, period. All right, let's go to Paul in Georgia, WDUN, the great radio station there. Paul, what's going on?
Sir, I'd just like to say that you are the best radio show that I have heard in a long time, and I've listened to a lot of them. But I remember back in the day, Sean Hannity, he was real out for Christianity. Donald Trump, when he first come into office, now Donald Trump's still my man now, but when he first come into office, he stopped the sex change operations in the military. He put a halt to that. So he stood up for morals and all that. Now, I don't understand this about Dr. Oz. I mean, Hannity must be under tremendous pressure from somebody to be trying to be palatable to both sides a little bit. But I admire you for standing for your values. I mean, you challenge anybody, and you don't take sides, but you stand for what's right. And I really appreciate you for that.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you saying that. And I mean, yeah, every now and again, I make a misstep, but you know, I acknowledge that. I mean, we're pretty transparent on this program, but it just seems to me if we're electing people, and I saw this play out a couple of years ago where it was very clear to me that the Republicans were playing identity politics. Oh, it was, Paul, it was in your state. It was Kelly Loeffler. It was clear to me that Brian Kemp did not want the best person for the job. He wanted a woman, and it didn't matter who she was. And we all saw how that turned out. So we've got to be careful as conservatives. We can't start playing these race and gender and identity cards.
Yes, sir. I want to tell you, just hold on. And I know the pressure's got to be tremendous on you because you stand for the right thing. So I want to tell you, just hold on, man, and God bless you.
Well, God bless you, Paul, and I appreciate that. And I really don't know any other way to run this program, folks. I mean, you may disagree with me, and if you do, we want you to call into the program. Our staff has a rule that people who disagree with me go right to the top of the line because I don't mind debating my viewpoints. But again, To Paul's point, and he brought this up in his conversation, there was a time when the president was rock solid on the faith issues, and he delivered. He made a lot of promises to the faith community in America. He delivered on all of those promises. So I'm not sure who is calling the shots. It's possible that it's Jared and Ivanka, and they're the ones that are saying, okay, here's who you need to endorse. But, man, there are some really curious picks out there, not the least of which came yesterday with that Madison Cawthorn. And I'm curious, you folks in North Carolina listening to us, we got a lot of radio stations out there. Who did you vote for today? Did you in that in WHKP? We got a great audience over in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Who did you guys vote for in that big congressional race today? All right, let's you know what? Let's take Charles, and then we'll go to break. Charles in North Carolina, WSIC. Charles, what's happening there? Primary day in North Carolina.
Well, I've already voted, Todd, and I voted for Ted Budd for U.S. Senate here. And unfortunately, I'm in the 12th district, so I'm in Alma Adams district. So I voted for the Republican candidate that's going to be challenging her in November. But Todd, I'm really like you. I'm really concerned about the fracture of the Republican Party right now, and we need to get a hold of this. And I think, firstly, the best way to do it is what the Republicans did in 1994 with the contract of contract with America. Now, polls have shown that the most important issues to voters are inflation, immigration, and energy, price of gasoline. And I think that something needs to be written down and Republican members of the House and Senate need to sign it, that one, as far as inflation goes, we're going to commit to improving the lives of the American people by, you know, watching federal spending, by cutting out all the wasteful spending, by not printing money. I mean, Todd, I don't know if you saw it, but last week on Tucker Carlson, in the last 2 years alone, the money supply has increased 42%, and that's a huge contributor to inflation. As far as immigration goes, I think all Republicans can get behind the concept of building the wall and securing the southern border. And equally important is securing energy independence again and energy dominance. Along with those three important things that I think members need to sign on, there's some other things going on in the culture. I think we need to commit to retaking the schools and getting rid of this CRT and this indoctrination. Some of the social issues I think we can have disagreements on without necessarily making it, you know, the top priority right now. There is one social issue for me, Todd, that I think is a deal breaker, and that's this whole thing about transgender. There is no transgender. There's two genders. There's male and there's females. And if somebody doesn't believe that, then they're denying biology.
Oh.
They're denying, yeah.
And Charles, let me jump in here for a quick second, and we're going to have to ramp this up for a break. I like this idea, and the problem is we don't really have a deep bench when it comes to leadership within the party right now. That's the big problem. And that's why we need someone like a Jim Jordan. I know he doesn't want the job, or a Mark Meadows coming back in as a Speaker of the House, but we're going to need somebody who can lead the troops just like Speaker Newt did back in the 1990s. Hey, Charles, I got to run. Great stuff as always. And folks, we have the best audience on all of talk radio, brilliant minds. And we're going to come together and we're going to fix all of this. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Hey, we're going to check in with some folks, boots on the ground in Pennsylvania. The great radio host, Chris DeGaulle, is going to join us in just a moment. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So great to have you with us today. You know, when it comes to Philadelphia, there are two things that people love: a delicious Philly cheesesteak and my good friend Chris DeGaulle, the host of the Chris DeGaulle Show, which is the number one talk show in all of Philadelphia. Chris is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Chris, how's it going?
Mr. Starnes, it's a pleasure to reconnect again. Doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Well, doing well, and I have to imagine there's absolutely nothing for you guys to talk about in Philadelphia these days.
Todd, I've never seen anything like this, and I mean it. You and I have been kicking around politics a long time. I have never seen a race like this one, in that, as we speak, at this hour, I have no idea what's going to happen. And I could see it going any number of different ways. We wait, all of us. And anybody that tells you they know is making it up.
How is turnout today?
So far, I've heard for Republicans, it's going well. I don't know the Democrat turnout, but I'm hearing from Republicans on the ground that there's enthusiasm and great support. The only problem in Pennsylvania is really there is a menu of great candidates, all of whom, I suppose, like anybody, has flaws. And people are just very nervous. You know, Republicans are nervous, Todd. They want to get it right. They want to pick a winning horse, but they want to do so, one that's not going to burn them later. They want to make sure it's somebody that's also principled, too. So one that's sincere but can also win. Hard to find in politics, it seems.
Chris, we had Kathy Barnett on the show yesterday, and you know, it's I suspect a lot of this is just being a novice, but clearly she made some missteps in not answering questions and not providing information. She seems to have done that, but I'm curious how was she able to really jumpstart a fledgling campaign and compete with the big guys?
That's a question that I think a lot of people who are longtime political watchers are, you know, and supporters of the Republican position anyway, are most nervous about. Does she have an organization? Does she have a base, a structure that can fundraise and turn out in what is clearly an organized Democrat opposition? John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor, is going to run away with it today by all projections. He is an establishment, organized, progressive Democrat. The New York Times and all mainstream media is behind him. Josh Shapiro, who's running for governor, he is the prohibitive favorite. There's barely, well, in fact, there is no one challenging him for governor. So you have two Democrats running statewide this fall who are going to be well-funded and well-oiled machines. And Democrats view Pennsylvania as one of the rare places they could stay alive, where they could get slaughtered everywhere else across the country. So knowing all that, Republican voters are nervous. Can Kathy... I don't think people distrust her, at least the folks that listen to my show, Todd. I don't think they distrust her. They're just wondering, is her the green nature of her candidacy and campaigning, can she keep up with the onslaught of attacks? I would just say I don't know that I can predict it. I just know that she has taken everything that's been thrown at her so far. She doesn't seem to wilt. She voluntarily comes to the show. She talks. She takes the questions. You may not like her answers, but I don't get the sense that she's going to run and hide or get tripped up. Yeah. Like I said, you may not like her answers, but I don't think she's going to be she won't hide.
10 seconds, Chris. You think Oz is going to be the guy?
I honestly, I'm not being cute here or hedging my bets. I could see it, yes, but I could also see where Kathy surges. I could also see where Dave McCormick benefits because the two of them just couldn't be trusted.
Chris, you know how the business goes. We got to take a hard break here. Chris DeGaulle, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be checking in with you again, sir. God bless you. Great radio show. Folks, we'll be back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, some new data coming in from the border. I want to share this intel with you. So far, and this is going back to April, so this is a new court filing from Homeland Security. 234,088 illegals encountered at the southern border in April. That's the highest number in Homeland Security history. 117,989 migrants were released into the United States in April. 113,248 were removed. In other words, we've got, I mean, these are medium-sized cities of illegals that are being moved into the nation. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have with us the great Congresswoman from Arizona, Debbie Lesko. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Great to be with you. How are you?
Well, doing well. These numbers, 234,088 illegals encountered at the southern border. Are you surprised by those numbers?
Unfortunately, I'm not surprised because I believe the Biden administration and the Democrats who hold the majority in both the House and the Senate intentionally want open borders and intentionally want more illegal immigrants to cross our borders, and they are incentivizing illegal immigrants to do so.
So, and again, this is just for April. We have to imagine the numbers are going to be just as high moving forward into the summer months. What are you hearing from your constituents back home in Arizona? What are they telling you?
They want the border closed, and they want me to do something about it. The problem is that the elections have consequences, right? And so people elected a Democrat president who wants open borders. They also elected a majority of Democrats in both the House and the Senate. So the Democrats control the entire agenda here until we can regain the majority, hopefully in November of this year, Republicans. Republicans have introduced all types of legislation to secure the border, including finishing the border fence that President Biden stopped on day one. However, it's gotten assigned to Judiciary Committee. The chairman of Judiciary Committee is Democrat Jerry Nadler, and he won't hear any of those bills because they want open borders. This is not incompetence. This is intentional. They intentionally want millions of illegal immigrants to cross the border, and they are putting the health and safety of not only Americans, but the illegal immigrants at risk.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko from Arizona. Congresswoman, a few moments ago, President Biden was speaking in Buffalo at the site of that horrible terrorist attack over the weekend. Cut number eight, please.
And the second group
what
that he has
here is simple and straightforward: terrorism. Terrorism. Domestic terrorism. Violence inflicted in the service of hate and the vicious thirst for power that defines one group of people being inherently inferior to any other group. A hate that through the media and politics, the internet, has radicalized, angry, alienated, lost, and isolated individuals into falsely believing that they will be replaced, that's the word, replaced by the other, by people who don't look like them, and who are therefore in a perverse ideology that they possess and being fed lesser beings.
Congresswoman, it sounds like the president is about to declare war on Fox News and social media. That's what that sounded like to me. What say you?
Well, First of all, what happened in Buffalo, New York was terrible. Everybody would say that, whether you're Republican or Democrat, and that young man is going to be held accountable and be put in prison. It is my guess. And so, President Biden says we need to unify, and there's these angry people, but he is exactly the one that is angry, and he is dividing the nation. The rhetoric that he uses actually divides the nation and makes people angry. We were just talking about the border fence. I mean, this is making Americans angry. They want our border secured. We're spending money in Ukraine to secure their border and to help them. But yet he totally abandons the American people by not securing our southern border. And they divide people. They divide people into groups and call them names, white supremacists, Nazis, people that aren't. And yet they call him names, and then he has the audacity to say, oh, there's angry people and there's racist people. Well, he's the one that's racist. I mean, they are the ones that are dividing people based on the color of their skin, and it's wrong.
And I still would like an answer to why this president did not visit the people involved in the terrorist attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I think that's a very fair question.
I think it's a fair question, too. And, he does what he wants to do. He hasn't visited the border at all. And his border czar, Kamala Harris, only went down there for a photo op one time. It's a total joke. And I was on Judiciary Committee when the Democrats pushed through the House of Representatives the George Floyd Policing Act, but it was a war against police officers. And then they wonder why the crime has gone up in American cities. Then they wonder why there's a shortage of police officers, because they have been vilifying police officers, not only in their policies, but in the words that they say. Democrat cities, Democrat states are defunding police. They also have these prosecutors that don't prosecute people. For goodness sakes, in Arizona, we have a Democrat running for attorney general and a Democrat running for Maricopa County attorneys who have already said that if they get elected, they will not follow the law and they will not enforce any pro-life laws. They won't enforce them. I mean, these people are lawless. Just like President Biden, he will not enforce the border laws. And just like these, they just refuse to enforce the laws. And then they wonder why there's lawlessness and why there's crime, because the people of America are fed up. They're fed up, and we want our laws enforced. We want less crime. We want the border closed. And I think that the American people are going to show the Democrats that they need to change course with the votes in November.
All right, Congresswoman, we're going to have to leave it there. Good stuff. And again, we're paying very close attention to what's happening on that border. We could be in for a very long, hot, dangerous summer down there.
Well, we are. We already are. And I talked to a U.S. district judge this morning, and there are criminals with sex offenders, illegal immigrants with sex offenders, repeat sex offenders that are crossing our border. It is very dangerous.
All right, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko from Arizona. Congresswoman, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it, folks. And we'll be posting some video later this afternoon that we've gotten from the border. It's just unbelievable, the numbers of people that are coming across, and they got to go somewhere. Now, Tucker Carlson and a lot of other folks in the conservative movement have gotten in trouble because of using this phrase, a replacement theory. But my question would be, what is the point here? Well, let's just step back and think here. You've got, they're telling us, you know, roughly 10, 15 million illegals. I suspect that number is probably north of 20 or 30 over the years. Now, I do not have a problem with immigration. If you want to come here to the United States, you come here legally. There is a proper way to do that. But when you have tens of millions of people crossing that border and there is no control, you get chaos in this country. And that's what we've got, chaos in the country. So the question at that point is, what is the point? Why would you want to bring 10, 15, 20 million people from outside of America into this country? What is the end game there? And that's a question that nobody really wants to talk about, but it's one we need to be talking about. All right. I've got to play this. I've almost forgot about this audio. So we've got the brand new White House press secretary. Little Red Lion Hood's heading over to MSDNC. And so now we have black lesbian immigrant Corinne Jean-Pierre, who is the White House press secretary. And you say, Todd, why did you identify her as a black gay immigrant? Well, because that's how she identifies herself. Cut number two.
I am obviously acutely aware that my presence at this podium represents a few firsts. I am a black gay immigrant woman, the first of all three of those to hold this position. I would not be here today if it were not for generations of barrier-breaking people before me. I stand on their shoulders. If it were not for generations of barrier-breaking people before me, I would not be here. But I benefit from their sacrifices. I have learned from their excellence, and I am forever grateful to them. Representation does matter. You hear us say this often in this administration, and no one understands this better than President Biden.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. You're, you're a lesbian. You're black, and you're from another country. Okay. Why does this matter again? Could you explain that to me? Why exactly is this important for us to know, Could someone explain that to me? It really is an obsession with this administration. They do not want the best person for the job. They want someone to fit into an identity politics card. And it's as if they've got a full deck of cards here, and they're trying to make sure that everybody fits someplace, which is why you have Pete Buttigieg, who could not even fill potholes back in South Bend, Indiana, and yet this guy is the transportation secretary. Pete Buttigieg, who is apparently very concerned, along with his husband, because they can't chest feed their children and can't find baby formula. But the only reason he was picked was that there would be a gay in the cabinet. Then you have Dr. Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, a man who identifies as a woman, or woman, if you will. And then you have Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Supreme Court Justice, who was only picked because of her skin color and her gender. That was it. And now we have the White House Press Secretary, who just let everybody know across America that she is proud to be standing before them because she is a black gay immigrant. And again, I ask the question, who cares? What does that have to do with doing your job? Can you answer the questions? Can you spew the White House propaganda properly? Because clearly, after yesterday's performance, this lady is dumb as a rock. Couldn't answer basic questions. But it doesn't matter. You know why? Because she's a black gay immigrant. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters with these folks. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Salem, Oregon. Mike listening to us on KYK, a great radio station. By the way, folks, we're coming out to Salem, Oregon later this summer. We'll be telling you more about that in the days ahead. Mike, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, I just was listening to you talking. Oh, by the way, Todd, I just want to let you know I've learned a lot listening to you. I've been listening to you every day for like a couple of years now.
Thank you, sir.
And what I think is really going on is they're allowing those people in there because they know that when they're going to try to order our own people to turn against their own families and friends, that's not going to happen. So I think they're trying to build an army out of people that are coming from somewhere else. It's the only logical sense.
Mike, that is an interesting thought. And you're right. I mean, these people coming across the border are not Americans. They're not coming here to be American and to follow the Constitution.
Look at what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're coming across. They're killing people. They're attacking people left and right. They're not coming here to try and join our country. They're coming here to destroy our country and try to take over. And they're gonna side with those that are in power. And that's what it looks like to me.
Mike, I think this is a great theory you have here, and it reminds me back in the Obama years, the great purge of generals. Remember, Obama ended up firing a lot of patriotic generals and replaced them with the woke crowd.
Yeah, all the ones that did that.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right, Mike, good thought, and thanks for calling in. Give us a holler back one of these days. 844-747-8868. Now, you folks in Wichita, what is wrong with you guys? Someone just sent me a story. Dalton Glasscock sent me a story here. This is from the Wichita Police Department. Wichita police need your help. They're trying to identify a woman who walked into a beauty supply store the other day, and she defecated in the middle of the aisle. And I want to, I've got to read this statement here from the police department. This is fascinating. The police department says, yes, you read that right. The defecation was significant enough that 8 wigs were destroyed. As, wow, that's a lot of poop. The defecation was significant enough that 8 wigs were destroyed, and the business would like to know who the poopetrator is, so they go, that's very clever. They want to know who the... Well done, Wichita PD. They want to know who the poopetrator is so they can pursue criminal charges. The incident was captured on video surveillance, but for the good of all, we are not posting the footage of the offending fecal assault. God bless you, Wichita Police Department. So look, if you guys know anything there in the Wichita area, all of you KQAM folks, give them a call, 316-268-4254, if you know who the defecator is. And she's a big girl. I will say that, a big girl. So anyway, my condolences to the nobody wants that to happen. I mean, you're just trying to, you know, earn a living and live your American dream. You've got your own business, and then somebody takes a big poop right in the middle of your store. I mean, come on. She's probably a Democrat. I'm just saying. Somebody just texted us from the Nevada Talk Network. Todd, something smells about that story. We need some Febreze on aisle 3, please, and a couple of wet wipes. All right, coming up, we're going to get into it with Matt Staver. There is a very big story brewing involving the World Health Organization and American sovereignty. Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel is going to be here. Kelly Ward from Arizona is going to drop by as well, plus your telephone calls, 844-747-8868. That's our number, our website, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, hello everybody, happy primary day to you, America. You folks in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Idaho, lot going on around the country today. Todd Starnes here. Great to have you with us. And we've got a lot going on this hour. Write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call into the show. 844-747-8868. The website is toddstearns.com. You can actually watch the show live on our video stream on the website. And you can also download our free newsletter and podcast. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we have a true patriot with us from the great state of Arizona, the chairperson of the Arizona Republican Party, Dr. Kelly Ward. Dr. Ward, it's been a while. Hope you're doing good.
Hey, Todd. It's great to be with you. And yes, you can call me chairwoman. I know what a woman is. I am one.
I don't know if you consider me a biologist, but I am a physician. So you chairwoman, chairman, chairperson, I don't care. I'm out here fighting to save America just like you are.
I love it. Your Twitter feed just cracks me up. You just say what needs to be said. And I mean, there really is a this is really about saving America and protecting us from the socialist.
Oh, you look at the liberal lunacy that's going on. And I know either late last night or early this morning, depending on where you are, Pete Buttigieg is saying that the government doesn't make formula. Well, I just wanted him to know that males don't make breast milk either. Even if he says he was chest feeding his little baby, it's just not possible.
It's the lunch hour, Dr. Ward, okay? It's we don't need those visuals.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
But you know, it's a valid point here. I mean, it's the absurdity and the lunacy, and we talk about a lot about absolute truth on this show. And when you don't have absolute truth, you get chaos in the culture, and that's what I think that's where we are right now.
Yes, wokeism has created so much chaos across the board. Low information people, the indoctrination in our public schools, the loss of the importance of the family, taking prayer out of schools. I mean, it's just been a never-ending spiral down to where we are. But the good news is I think a lot of people have started to wake up, and they understand that they can't just sit back and hand their children off to government schools, that they can't just sit back and expect that elections will have integrity and that the results are actually accurate. They're turning their anger into action, and I love to see that.
You know, Dr. Ward, I've had a chance to watch 2,000 Mules, an incredible documentary. Dinesh D'Souza, though, is really coming under fire from fellow conservatives. Fox News will not talk about it on their airwaves. As a matter of fact, you had Ben Shapiro just a few moments ago coming out and saying that he finds the documentary to be somewhat dubious.
Well, you know, the wheat is really separating from the chaff here. I can tell you, I've been following the election since before November 3rd, 2020, watching everything that was leading up to the nefariousness that happened during that election and since. I even wrote a book about it called Justified, The Story of America's Audit. And I will tell you that what you see in that film, that documentary by Dinesh D'Souza, who is an amazing patriot who has put so much on the line, who took the information that drew the vote carefully and cautiously collected from across this country in those targeted states and put it into digestible format for anybody to say that it's dubious, there's something wrong with that person. Fox News is so worried about litigation, they're forgetting that we're losing our country. We have to come together as Americans, and we have to stop the madness. These unmanned drop boxes should be illegal. We're working to make that so in Arizona, and I know there are states across the country. No one should be able to stuff those ballot boxes with votes. And you know that's why the Democrats say, make every vote count. All we want is only for every legal vote to count. If that's the case, Republicans win almost every single time.
Well, we are huge supporters on this program of an American First agenda. And honestly, Dr. Ward, when you think about it, it's a moral agenda, because when you do put Americans first, America thrives, and we're able, out of the abundance of our blessings, we're able to help other people. But we can't do that if we're being overrun by 200, 300,000 illegal aliens a month in this country.
You're exactly right. And Arizona sees it in every aspect of society, from healthcare, which as a physician was the reason I got into politics, but healthcare, education, public safety, the justice system, across the board. Illegal immigration is affecting every single one of those things. Illegal aliens are affecting every single one of those things. I refuse to call them migrants. I'm going to call them what they are. The United States of America has the most generous immigration policy in the world, allowing a million people every single year to have the privilege of becoming American citizens. But instead, we've got people who want to break in, break the rules, break the laws, sneak in front of other people, and it's disruptive and We have to stop it.
Dr. Kelly Ward, a chairwoman of the Republican Party there in Arizona. And Dr. Ward, we've got to talk about this really cool thing you're involved in. It's the official America First NFT, and I want you to tell our listeners what this is all about. It's a pretty cool idea.
Well, you know, so we saw these NFTs. The first one that I saw was Melania and her beautiful eyes, and I said, "What the heck is this?" I'm a Gen Xer. I'm not a millennial. I'm not a Gen Y. So it's a little beyond my comfort zone. But I said, this is something that could appeal across the board to people who believe in the America First message, who want to have a piece of American history about America First, things from, freedom, justice, the election integrity, supporting our military, our Second Amendment, national security, backing the blue, all of those things. And I know some people are a little bit afraid of crypto, so we wanted to create something that would be an easy way to get in there, to dip your toe in, that you can purchase these NFTs with a credit card. You still have to have a crypto wallet, and we send you all of the information, but we are using half of the proceeds from this effort to make sure that we support America First candidates across the entire country. There is something called America First Pact, P-A-C-T, that has some of those such candidates, looking at who President Trump is endorsing in different places across the country. And also, we want to help fight the battle for Americans who are targeted by our government for exercising their First Amendment rights and are now caught up in a corrupt legal system, sometimes led by the Department of Justice. So we're going to use this money to help people.
I love it.
Change the country.
I love it. Folks, KellyWardNFT.com. That's Kelly with an I. KellyWardNFT.com. It's a terrific website, and you should go and check that out. Dr. Ward, we're going to have to leave it there. Always great information. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Todd. I look forward to working with everybody to save America.
All right, Dr. Kelly Ward, everybody. And great website, too. You got to check that out. So Grace Baker is on vacation this week, and we've got Dylan Dandridge hanging out with us today. Dylan, and hope you're doing well today.
I'm good, Todd. How are you?
Now, you know, I'm well, Dylan, but I needed to ask you a question. You have been, you're familiar with this area of Memphis called the Cooper Young District. It's sort of like the cool, hip area, music, clubs, you know, just kind of the cool part of town.
Sure.
Is that a great way to describe it?
Yeah, I would say it's more hip than the rest.
And not many, and there are a lot of liberals that live in that area. Is that an accurate assessment?
All right. I would say.
I saw a headline the other day, and I'm curious about this. Apparently, a landlord is suing the occupant of a business there in the Cooper Young area called the Ho House.
Mm.
Now, the Ho House, it's... you folks listening to us on KROF in Lafayette, Louisiana, you guys know that, for example, if you ask someone to spell the word bro, here in Memphis, they would spell it B-R-O, right, bro? Mm-hmm. In Louisiana, bro could be B-R-E-A-U-X, so the French pronunciation of bro.
Yes.
So anyway, ho is not spelled H-O, it's spelled H-E-A-U-X. So it's the Ho House.
Okay.
And apparently, when they rented the property, the Ho House was supposed to be a place where you did yoga. But it turns out, according to the MemphisFlyer.com, the Ho House was actually specializing in pornographic images. So in other words, you had people showing up at the Ho House in the Cooper Young District in a very nice building, and instead of, I don't know, doing the half moons or whatever you do for yoga, they were actually women scantily clad doing very inappropriate things in photographs, allegedly.
Hmm. I don't think that I would ever imagine the name Ho House and think, yeah, that's yoga.
I'm thinking if it's called Ho House, there's something going on down there that'll get you put on the church prayer list.
There's some hoes in that house.
Jeez,
am I allowed to say that?
You are now.
Okay.
You've already said it. So anyway, now the landlord is terminating the lease, and the hoes, or at least the ho leaders, are very upset, and they say they're really not doing anything inappropriate. They say all they're doing is boudoir photography, which is basically women in their underpants. Mm. And they're also teaching people how to twerk.
Well, that's essential in this day and age, especially on TikTok, you know.
The yoga studio offers boudoir photography and twerking classes.
Mm-hmm.
I tried that once, but I threw out my back.
Yeah.
So it's
easy to do.
You don't want to do it if you're over the age of 30.
Right.
You know, it's a problem.
It's probably a disclaimer when you walk in.
Indeed. So there you have it. It turns out that the Ho House is now officially shut down. And so if you want to take a twerking class, you're going to have to go someplace else, I suppose.
Yeah. We're going to miss that place.
Indeed. Jeez, Alou. What in the world is this country coming to? All right, folks, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
How come the president is visiting Buffalo after a senseless tragedy there, but he couldn't visit Waukesha after 6 were killed and 61 injured in an attack on a Christmas parade there?
I mean, he's visited many communities. Buffalo, he's able to go tomorrow to Buffalo before the trip. That is something that was important for him to do. But he has visited many other communities. Buffalo is not the first community, sadly, that he has to go up to because of a violent attack. So, you know, that's not the first one. So he's been to many others.
Well, no, he has not. And thank you. That is Black lesbian immigrant spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre. But what she said is not true. And they refused to answer a question, a very simple question. Why is it the president did not visit the people who were killed and brutally injured in the Waukesha Christmas parade attack? Why is that? We're talking about 6 people who were killed, including children, by the way. 62 others were injured, some of them just brutal. When this black nationalist plowed his car into the Christmas parade in a predominantly white neighborhood, I may be mistaken here, but I believe all of the victims were in fact people of the Caucasian persuasion. So why is it that this driver, who has a history of saying horrible things against white people, why is it this guy was not charged with a hate crime? Now, here in on this program, we have a pretty solid set of beliefs. And this is how we govern ourselves in these horrible stories like these mass shootings. We should be condemning white supremacy. We should be condemning black supremacy. They're both evil, both heinous. Murder is murder is murder is murder. But here in this country, they have something called a hate crime. So if you go out and you kill somebody and there is hate, and it seems to me that if you're killing somebody, there's a lot of hate in your soul already. But I'm curious why Waukesha was not a hate crime, when in fact it was very clear what the evidence was telling us. And look, I think they ought to take this white terrorist who shot all those people, those innocent law-abiding citizens in Buffalo, they should take this guy out, put him on trial. When he's found guilty, they should conduct a public execution. And these kinds of things, public executions, could be used to explain to the young generation, this is what happens when you break the law. This is what happens when you take a life. And maybe, just maybe, if we had public executions, there would be fewer people going out there and committing these kinds of crimes. But there's no doubt that this guy up in Buffalo did what he did because he wanted to kill black people. He also hated Jews. He said that he was not a Christian, and he also went out of his way to say he's not a conservative. So how is it that this guy who was actually attacking Fox News, now you have Joe Biden, you have everyone in the mainstream media blaming Tucker Carlson for what happened in Buffalo, New York? If that's the case, should we blame CNN and Barack Obama for what happened in Dallas, Texas, back in 2016, when a man opened fire on police officers in Dallas, killing five of them? And this man said he wanted to kill as many white police officers as possible. The gunman's name was Micah Johnson. He had direct ties to the new Black Panther Party, a group that advocated for violence against white people and Jews in particular. Where was the talk about the hate then? Where was the talk from Obama telling Black Lives Matter people to stand down? Five people died that day, police officers. Seven other police officers were wounded. Two civilians were wounded too. After the shooting subsided, this is from the New York Times, the gunman, wielding an assault rifle and a handgun, their words, not mine, held the police off for hours in a parking garage. In the end, police killed him with an explosive delivered by a remote-controlled robot. During the standoff, the gunman, who was black, told the police negotiators he was upset about Black Lives Matter. He said he was upset about the police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. The suspect stated that he wanted to kill white people, especially white police officers. Do you remember Barack Obama calling this a terrorist attack? It was a terrorist attack. I've got no problem calling what happened in Buffalo, New York, a terrorist attack. I've got no problem calling what happened in Waukesha a terrorist attack. But it's very interesting, and it's very simple, actually. The reason why Joe Biden didn't go to Waukesha the day after the attack, he doesn't believe those lives matter, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Operators, start earning points with Lamb Weston's all-new Potato Perks app. Simply download the app and start earning points immediately. And right now, as a bonus, get 500 points free just for registering, plus a product rebate up to $100. Redeem your points for goods for your business, like back-of-house smallwares, custom marketing materials, and more. Register today and get your free 500 points and a rebate up to $100. Visit go.lambweston.com/potatoperks to download.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I've gotten a lot of emails about the World Health Organization and what's going on there. This is from our friends at Liberty Council. In less than 2 weeks, Joe Biden plans to cede U.S. sovereignty over our health affairs to the WHO, the World Health Organization. Let's go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from Liberty Council our good friend Matt Staver. Matt, first, welcome to the show. Second, what the heck?
Thanks, Todd. Yes, that's a great question. But what happened is, this goes back to 2005 with George Bush, who actually entered into an agreement with the UN's WHO. And it's not a treaty, but what Biden has done is give amendments to this particular entity. So it doesn't have to be ratified by the Senate, and so he's trying to hide it from the American people. He released these amendments to the UN, to the WHO, on January 18 of this year. people in Congress were unaware and the public was unaware. It was discovered around April 12 by a low-level researcher who found them and made us known about it. Then on May, I think it was the 6th, Biden for the first time released it to the public, if you will, but with no fanfare, no press release. It was just posted for open comment. But you had to sign up within a couple of hours of the posting in order to have a comment. And it's not just open to everyone. It was only open up to people of very unique minority conditions, such as certain kinds of Native Americans. But if you were not in those categories, you could not comment. So the public comments closed and was only opened to try to just satisfy the requirement. So May 22 through 28 is when the 193 nations meet. If the majority of them follow Biden's lead and vote for this, it becomes part of the UN and the WHO. This means that the WHO will be able to declare national or international health emergencies. The Biden amendments actually include also climate change under the idea of an environmental program. It includes issues such as food and also other matters with regards to animals. So you can see Bill Gates written all over this. He is the largest single funder of the United Nations by far, with hundreds of millions of dollars in funding. And with his fingers in the pies of COVID and the vaccines, both pre- and post-COVID, with food, with him buying farm land and wanting to eliminate cows and his synthetic meats and so forth, we see the WHO and China written all over this.
Now,
and consequently, this is a big, big, serious issue.
Now, Matt, some of the concerns we've been getting from our listeners, and I want to just run these by you, their understanding is that this order would would possibly give the World Health Organization control over average Americans. They could force you to stay in your house. They could declare what businesses are essential. Can you give us any guidance on that?
Yeah, I think it would take, for example, the CDC and writ it large globally, and that's what essentially you would have. And they also have enforcement ability, too, with penalization of nations and even individuals that don't comply. So if they declare a healthcare emergency, take, for example, COVID that we've already been in, it would be the WHO that would be calling the shots with regards to masking, social distancing, vaccination, what's essential, what's not essential, what should be open, what should be closed, food supply, what kind of medications that would be reasonable, whether or not you could have ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or do you have to have the COVID shot or remdesivir. So that really cedes significant healthcare authority over to an international unelected body.
So what's the point of all of this? What do they hope to accomplish by surrendering our rights to the World Health Organization?
Well, imagine we went through months and months of unlawful activity by the CDC. For example, their regulations and mandates with regards to shipping cruise lines, it got struck down, but it took months. Their mandates with regards to masking on airplanes was struck down, but it took months. But we were able to seek that redress in an American court. And the mandates that Biden has imposed, they're being struck down or they're held up in the courts because we can go to American courts. Here, we'd have to go to an international body, The Hague, try to get some kind of relief from this international body in a swift fashion that would be sympathetic and certainly understanding of our Constitution. They would care less about our Constitution. So I think what we have is Biden can't get his way. He wants to ultimately empower an international organization to do what he has had difficulty doing in the United States.
Matt, what do our listeners need to be doing? Who should they be reaching out to?
They need to go to contact their members of House and Senate, even though it's not a treaty, so it's not being ratified. The members of the House and Senate need to do everything in their power, defunding, for example, any activity or otherwise resisting this. We have a website, lc.org/WHO or /WHO, where we're compiling information and giving ways for people to contact their members of the Senate and the House. But time is of the essence because this meeting is in Geneva next week, May 22 through 28.
So we don't have a lot of time here. So, folks, we will post links in our live show blog to the switchboard up on Capitol Hill. Matt, end game here, let's just say that this happens, what will concern you about the future of America?
Well, it really is concerning because after you enter into an amendment or an agreement with the WHO, you typically had 18 months to opt out. This one now modifies it to 6 months. So that 6 months is just right after the midterm so that the new Congress would already take office and it would be already in effect. Obviously, we need to change personnel in November that respect our Constitution and our freedom. But in the meantime, obviously, the first thing we need to do is stop it before it gets approved next week. And the best way to do that is to let our members of the Congress know, stop the WHO from taking jurisdiction from the United States of America.
All right. LC.org is the Liberty Council website, and you guys have a lot of great resources there. And I would encourage you folks to go and check that out, LC.org. I mean, Matt, again, it's when I first heard about this, I thought this cannot be real. But this is very real, and this is about to happen unless good people intervene.
No, you're exactly right. So this is very serious. I mean, this gives more power to an international body, in this case, the United Nations. And we've already seen the tyranny of the 2+ years that we've gone through with these mandates and dictates from whether it's the CDC or the FDA or the different state or local governments. And this would give that kind of authority to an international unelected body, and we'd have a very difficult time getting judicial redress.
All right. Well, Matt, we appreciate you coming on the show today, and thanks for the intel.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
All right. Matt Staver, everybody, Liberty Council, and you've got your marching orders. You've got to call your elected leaders in the House and the Senate and tell them to act now to stop this attack on American sovereignty. I mean, who in their right mind would cede any sovereignty, any of our freedoms to the United Nations? If it were up to me, those folks would have been given the heave-ho a long time ago. No need for the American taxpayers to foot the bill for those fascists. All right, look, I want to get back here to an issue. We've had people over on the Facebook page, and they're all upset about Kathy Barnett. There's an allegation that Barnett proposed a statue of Barack Obama. And they say this is the argument, this is the proof that she's a far leftist. All right, I want to share this information with you. And again, everything needs context. And that's a big problem in this Pennsylvania primary. There hasn't been a lot of context. So you might remember there was a movement afoot to destroy statues across America. One of the statues they wanted to destroy was, in fact, in Washington, D.C. It was the Emancipation Memorial. This memorial featured President Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, and there was a freed slave crouching in front of Abraham Lincoln. So the woke leftist went bonkers. They said the statue's got to come down. It's grossly offensive. So Barnett said, hey, look, there's got to be another way here. And what she wanted to, and so she pitched this idea that instead of tearing down the statue, what if they added a statue of Barack Obama and his family to this memorial, showing that not only were we once a nation of slaves, but now we live in a nation that has elected a black man president of the United States. Thinking about the symbolism. And she suggested positioning the statue of the freed slave who would be looking at the Obamas as a testament to U.S. race relations and how race relations got better. And that's why she did what she did. Now, you may think that that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. Again, I don't have a dog in the hunt in Pennsylvania. But what I do believe is accuracy. What I do believe is that what we ought to be doing is being factual here and taking clips of this and that. And I mean, if you're following the hatred directed at Kathy Barnett, if you watch Sean Hannity, she's a white supremacist member of the Proud Boys. And if you watch CNN, she's a radical, I don't know, just a radical leftist. It's just, we're all over the place here. Facts matter. And if Sean Hannity's got something nasty on Kathy Barnett and he's got the facts to back it up, then he ought to broadcast that information. Because this is not about ratings anymore. This is not about being the number one cable news channel anymore. This is about the future of our nation. And this is about making sure that voters are equipped with the knowledge they need to cast a vote on Election Day. That's what this is all about. So if there's something horrible about Dr. Oz, okay, what is that information? If there's something horrible about David McCormick, what's that information? Something horrible about Kathy Barnett, what's that information? Just get it out there. But don't try to fabricate evidence, and that's what they've done, and that's why a lot of people are now supporting Kathy Barnett, because they see how horribly she's been treated, not by the mainstream media, but by Fox News Channel. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes. Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh yeah? So you know how to secure this gift joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the dooble to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This dooble's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
It's a crazy story out of Wisconsin. You've got these three middle school boys that are in trouble. They're facing an investigation, Title IX violations of harassment, because they refused to call some classmate by her preferred pronouns. Cut number three, please.
An investigation into three Keele middle school students has been launched.
The school district has filed a Title IX complaint accusing the students of using incorrect pronouns while addressing another student. Fox 11's Monique Lopez spoke with the parent of one of the students in this Project Education report.
I received a phone call from the principal over at the elementary school forewarning me, letting me know that I was going to be receiving an email with sexual harassment allegations against my son.
Rosemary Rabideau's 13-year-old son, Braden, is one of the three 8th-grade Keele Middle School students accused of sexual harassment, something she disputes.
He said he's being allegedly charged with sexual harassment for not using proper pronouns. I thought it wasn't real. I thought this has got to be a gag, a joke. One has nothing to do with the other.
According to the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, now defending the accused students, in March, one of their peers announced the pronouns they'd prefer to be addressed as, they or them. One of the alleged incidents Braden and the others were supposedly involved in happened in April.
She had been screaming at one of Braden's friends to use proper pronouns, calling him profanity. And this friend is, you know, very soft-spoken and kind of just sunk down into his chair. And Braden finally came up defending him, saying he doesn't have to use proper pronouns. It's his constitutional right to not use. You can't make him say things.
Some might say or think that you or your son are against the LGBTQ plus community.
Not at all. Not at all. My children have been raised to love everybody equally.
Shortly after finding out her son was being investigated, Rosemary reached out to Will.
Title IX sexual harassment typically covers things like rape, dating violence, quid pro quo sexual favors, right? Really egregious stuff. There's nothing even remotely close to that alleged in this case.
Will says the school district's policy doesn't cover the misuse of pronouns, and neither does Title IX.
Well, just to show you again why you need to be homeschooling your kids, everybody. I mean, that's nonsense. Hey, you may have heard the big news. Newsmax just beat CNN in primetime ratings for the first time ever. Just over a week ago, Nielsen said more people tuned into Newsmax than CNN. So people really are watching Newsmax. I watch it all the time. It's a source I can trust. They've got some great hosts, Rob Thinnerty in the morning, John Bachman, Bianca De La Garza at 11 o'clock, and then I watch Eric Balding. The list goes on and on and on. And the news and the weekends over on Newsmax, unbelievable. Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Dick Morris, great group of folks. Newsmax is the fastest growing cable news channel in America, the fourth highest rated network, and closing in on CNN. You can find Newsmax on all major cable systems. And if your cable system does not carry Newsmax, just give them a call and say, hey, I want Newsmax. Or you can switch to a service that does. By the way, download the Newsmax app. You can get it free on your smartphone, and you can watch Newsmax anywhere, anytime. I trust Newsmax, and you should too. So look, I want to go back to this story. We were talking about this in the first hour. For the first time in a generation, they've been holding hearings up on Capitol Hill about UFOs. Here is the Deputy Director of Navy Intelligence talking about a UFO caught on camera, cut 7.
What you see here is aircraft that is operating in a U.S. Navy training range that has observed a spherical object in that area. And as they fly by it, they take a video. You see it looks reflective in this video, somewhat reflective, and it quickly passes by the cockpit of the aircraft.
And is this one of the phenomena that we can't explain?
I do not have an explanation for what this specific object is.
What do you think it is? I mean, do you think they're experimental aircraft? The Chinese doing something? The Russians? I don't think it's the Russians. Or is it really alien life forms from out someplace else, somewhere out in the galaxy? I mean, what do you think it is? It's insane to think about. But clearly they're having some hearings. There are some unexplained phenomena happening in the skies over America. And have you noticed, though, that the aliens, they only seem to go to the wooded areas. They don't like to go to, a hot spot. Like, you don't see the alien spacecraft hovering over Disney World or the Vegas Strip, right? It's always some sort of, I don't know why that is. Maybe the aliens are just country folk. Maybe they don't like the big city. I don't know. You know what? We'll just leave that question open. Do you believe there is life out there among the stars? All right, folks, it's been a great show. Hey, tonight we're covering the primary election results on ToddStearns.com, and we're going to have a full analysis tomorrow of what went down. Be good, America.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.